Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Phil Truman, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is 8 Reasons Why I'm Not Going to Mars. Sorry, Elon. Several billionaires, Elon Musk, Bobby Bigelow, Gerald McBoing Boing, have been talking about sending people to Mars, not only to look around, but to settle down and live there. Personally, I don't think that's a good idea. Oh, sure, I know it's in our human DNA to explore the universe, just as it has been since Charles Darwin's ancestors first slimed out of the primordial ooze to become monkeys and swing through the trees. But Mars is a whole different ballgame. Based on my scientific knowledge as an ex-English teacher, here's 8 reasons why I've decided not to go to Mars. 1. Mars has little or no global magnetical field. Unlike Earth, Mars has no spinning molten iron core to create a major magnetical field. Scientists like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye don't really know why Mars' core cooled and quit spinning, while other scientists like Al Gore blame President Trump. But the upshot is, with little or no magnetosphere, the beaches and pools on Mars, more on this later, would be awash with UVs, ergo no sunbathing. Well, you could, but only for about 999 milliseconds, otherwise you'd end up looking like an over-nuked hot pocket with a bad tan line below your neck. That's because you also can't breathe on Mars without a helmet, and who wants to wear a helmet when sunbathing? I'm almost positive starting out, there will be very strict helmet laws on Mars. 2. Mars has a very long year. A year on Mars is 687 days. That means each season is 171.25 days long. This will cause a lot of problems. First, the baseball and basketball seasons will last 10 months at least. Then their wild card divisional and league playoffs will go another 4 months, with each series consisting of the best 11 of 14. This will cause an uptick in methamphetamine use by the baseball fans in order to stay awake, and longer riots by the basketball fans because that's what they do. Of course, football season will last longer too, which is okay. Maybe on Mars they'll expand the college championship series to 8 teams. But back to my reasons for not going. There's the shopping seasons. Each month will have to be expanded to 57 days, so you're going to have to listen to Little Drummer Boy and 12 Days of Christmas for over 100 days. And they might increase the latter to 24 days. On the upside, I'd have many more days to put off buying that Valentine's Day card for my wife. Birthdays could be a problem, and not just because your kid will be born on February 49th. Who wants to wait 2 years for that $25 gift card to Bass Pro from your wife or the birthday card from your insurance agent? On the other hand, at my age, I wouldn't mind waiting a couple of years to be only 1 year older. You'd have to wait almost 2 years for your vacation. Maybe they'd up the basic 2 weeks to 4 or 3 to 6, depending on your seniority. Of course, if you signed on with a bunch of French colonists, you get like 60 weeks plus paid holidays in your birthday. But even with all that time, where would you go? I mean, Mars is basically one big desert. A big red desert. No forests, no oceans, no beaches, no trendy overpriced coffee shops, no Wi-Fi. NASA does advertise one big-ass canyon you can visit. But, you know, if you've seen one big-ass canyon, you've seen them all. Another tourist attraction would be the big Elvis face, but I think it's closed for repairs. 3. Mars boasts no oceans, no beaches, no forests. If you've got no seas, you got no seafood. I'm not a big fan of seafood, but others no doubt would miss lobster, clam chowder, blowfish, kelp, and Krabby Patties. I had calamari once. To be honest, I've eaten rubber bands that tasted better, but that's just me. I guess no beaches would be a moot point with the sunburn thing unless you wanted to go there for spring break, which I don't. With no forest, there would be no firewood, and it gets very cold on Mars. 4. It gets very cold on Mars. Mars is way farther from the sun than Earth and gets about half the sunlight. The average temperature on Mars is 57 degrees Fahrenheit for the high and minus 81 degrees Fahrenheit for the low. However, if you measure it in Celsius, it's not so cold. It can get down to minus 284 degrees Fahrenheit in some parts, but it's a dry cold, so it probably wouldn't feel like minus 284. 5. Mars has atrocious weather. Mars has two types of weather. 1. Sunny and cold. 2. Windy and dusty and cold, with widely scattered dust devils. Category 5 dust storms are not uncommon, and the air quality is zilch unless you're a pine tree or some other cold climate plant, because the air is 95% carbon dioxide, which I'm told plants like to breathe. That is, when it's not frozen. 6. Martian moons aren't romantic. Mars has two moons that look more like potatoes than moons. Despite their names, Phobos and Deimos, being much cooler than our moon's name, Moon, I doubt either would inspire much poetry or song. Deimos is just a speck in the sky which rises in the east and sets in the west every 3 days, and Phobos is fast and backwards as it rises in the west and sets in the east twice a day. So, using many moons as a reference for an expanse of time would be a complicated term on Mars. 7. Mars has low gravity. Normally, low gravity wouldn't be a bad thing given my current weight, but I'm kind of a klutz. I have a hard enough time maintaining my balance in Earth's gravity. I could see myself falling down more on Mars, and in slow motion. Probably would make my voice slow down too when I'm falling, like, "Oh, crap!" thud. 8. Mars has ugly skies and sunsets. One scientist on YouTube said Mars has blue sunsets and yellow skies. He explained it's the way light is scattered and refracted or redacted, blah, blah, something, something, whatever. I just don't think I'd want to exist in an Andy Warhol painting. I'm sure there are other things I could find wrong with Mars, but these are enough for now. I can use these excuses when I get cornered by the timeshare salesman at the Mars Red Rock Haven Condos kiosk at Bass Pro. There are other options. I read just the other day some German scientists found an Earth-like planet orbiting in the Goldilocks zone of a sun like our own. Or was it the Merry Merry Quite Contrary zone? Anyway, it's a fat Earth, twice the size of our home world, with the catchy name TOI-456.04. Now see, that's why astronomers and asshole physicists need more English and or marketing majors in their ranks. They're never going to sell anyone on going to a planet named TOI-456.04. It needs to be something like Volcron or Velcro or Kashyyyk or Syphilis Prime. With a new name, it would look more promising. However, it is 3,000 light years away, and I don't think I could spare the time to get there, even with Elon Musk driving. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.